Bill, I want to talk to you about harvest. How's it going?
Well, it's going very well. I do a lot of this kind of thing anymore. My son and my nephews and my grandson helps too. They do most of the harvesting, but we've been very surprised at our yields. We really had anticipated our corn yields and our soybean yields would be down considerably. We are down from last year. We're down considerably from 2 years ago, but our yields on our corn look like they're going to be someplace in the 150 to 160 range. Soybeans are probably going to be 145 to 150. I mean, not 140, 45 to 50 bushels to the acre. And that's down from 55 to 60 bushels on soybeans and down about 20 bushels on corn. But it's a lot better than we thought we'd be.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the growing season, because it's been a dry one later.
Well, you know, it was very wet last spring. But to my son and my nephew's credit, when it's time to plant, they do it. I mean, they work day and night, and they got some good equipment. So we got our crops in pretty good time, so that was an advantage we had, I think. Some of the people didn't have the crops. But we have not had basically measurable rain since the 1st of July. I don't believe we've had over three-tenths of an inch of rain any one time since the 1st of July. Longest dry spell. I went here in the Oakley Lindsay Center, and last night Tom Oakley, the Quincy Arrow Week guy, thing. He said that he thought it was the driest period that they had recorded in Quincy. Longest period of time that they've had. We've had no rain. We've combined corn or beans every day since the last week of August. Never missed a day.
Well, tell me about moisture in corn.
Well, the moisture in corn went way down. But, you know, that's one of the things that really are genetics. A lot of people talk about our new genetics and how we're being, kind of controlled by a few big companies and all that. But the real truth of the matter is we've been able to really genetically improve the corn quality, and it's helped dry it down. And this is a big saving. It's a savings to the farmer in the fact that the corn dries in the field, dries earlier, so we can get it out earlier. It's a big saving to the farmer, but it also carries over to the consuming public, because that's an expense we don't have. We don't have to buy LP gas and natural gas to dry it. It dries naturally. And I think our genetics has been a big factor